This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the starting 11 predictions show for the Carabao Cup final. It has been a long time since we've been able to get excited for a cup final, hasn't it? It feels far too long, but we are here. It is Liverpool, it is Jürgen Klopp, it is the masters of everything, the world, the universe and everything in between. Liverpool Football Club going up against Thomas Tuchel's shitty Chelsea side. We played them in a final fairly recently. We beat them on penalties to lift the trophy that day. I am here to predict Jürgen Klopp starting 11 for this game, and I think it should be relatively easy. It looks like we're all here, we're all ready. We're all going to start with the goalkeeper, and that man normally is Alisson Becker, but I'm afraid to say that today it is not going to be Alisson Becker. It is going to be Cueven Kelleher, and I say I'm afraid, I'm not. I trust this guy, I trust this goalkeeper, I trust this young Irishman between the sticks, and we can trust him if he is needed to save penalties, because it's something that he's already done earlier on this season. So, Cueven Kelleher, it's going to be a big game for him, I do believe, and we'll move on straight to the left-back then. We've got Andy Robertson, he's going to play left-back. He is going to play left-back, there's just no messing around there. Kostas Tsimikas has been good this season. Andy Robertson has really stepped it up since Kostas started to put him under a little bit of pressure. I expect to see him bombing up and down that left wing all day long. Virgil van Dijk will keep his place at the centre of defence alongside Joel Matip, I believe. And then, of course, you've got the right-back. You've got a choice of right-backs. You've got James Milner, Joe Gomez, or Trent Alexander-Arnold. And I think Jürgen is going to go with Trent Alexander-Arnold in this one. Because guess what, boys? He's a bit of a game-changer. The defensive midfielder, it's got to be Fabinho, hasn't it? He's got to be in there. We know what we're going to come up against. A very, very good Chelsea side, and Fabinho's got to be in there to help us out. I think Thiago gets the nod ahead of him. I love the fact that Jürgen pulled him off a little bit early. I was calling for it after about 35 minutes last night. I know I'd jump in the gun a little bit, but this lad is absolutely mustard, isn't he? I mean, he's one of those players where when I'm in the ground, there's no player I like to have the ball more than Thiago because he's just so silky smooth. Absolutely superb. And then a lad that's keen as mustard, Jordan Henderson, he absolutely loves it. And I do think that he is going to start in this game as well. You know, we didn't see him start last time out, but I think for this one, the final, the captain comes back in for that. Left-hand side, I'm going to go with Diaz. Right-hand side, I'm going to go with Mo Salah. And centrally, I am going to go with Sadio Mane. I think there's a chance that the likes of Diogo Jota or Roberto Firmino are involved, but I don't think that he probably risks either of them from the start in this one. I think what we've seen from Diaz and Mane and Salah, so obviously 2 games ago, they all scored yesterday, 2-2. So we know that these lads can play together. What I particularly enjoyed seeing against Leeds side is the movement between the three of them. The fact that they're all over the place all the time. Leeds struggled, and it was obviously a thing that we did because Leeds go man for man against sides all across the pitch, but I thought it worked really well. Sadio Mane, yes, his touch might not have been there yesterday, but his work in that false nine was absolutely superb. He gets the goals as well. I thought he was really, really good yesterday. So I do think that the front three stay the same. The substitutes is where it's going to be difficult. I think that's and who misses out, actually, as well. Obviously, I think you're going to have Alisson Becker on there. I think you're going to have Kostas Tsimikas. I think Ibu Konate. Now, if it was me, I might be tempted not to go 2 centre-halves, but I think Jürgen will go 2 centre-halves. And my thinking on this at the moment, is that, you know, Ibu Konate and Joe Gomez and those lads right there, they're the lads that, you know, for me, they can play that position only. You can't ask anybody else to mess around in centre of defence. We saw that last season, didn't we? But before I finish the substitutes, I do have a message from our sponsor today. It is Profit Accumulator. We've got loads to talk to. Check this out, because Paul won money last week and you can too.
Hey everyone, Mates here. If you're enjoying this podcast, then do go and check out Red Men Plus, our Liverpool streaming service, giving you tons of extra podcasts each and every month. There's Journo Insight, there's the Around the League show, the Debate show, the Opposition preview, and interviews with Liverpool legends past and present as well. Tons of content to keep you occupied, keep you busy, thrilled, entertained, and go deeper on Liverpool FC culture. Head to theredmentv.com. Sign up and join us on Redmen Plus.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
So yeah, Paul won 36 odd quid last week with Profit Accumulator. You can too, just get involved. Click the link in the description, of course. Back to it then, I think James Milner is going to be on there because he can cover Trent at right back should the unfortunate happen and Trent get a bit of an injury and stuff like that. So I think there you've got 5 of your 9 substitutes is just the back four and the goalkeeper, of course, which doesn't leave you many options, obviously, to then go forward. So Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, could he be involved? Naby Keita, could he be involved? Divock Origi, could he be involved? And I do think that Diogo Jota is going to sneak onto the bench, which leaves quite a few players, actually. I'm just going to move some of these back here. So we're going to get Diaz. We're going to get Sadio Mane. We've got Mo Salah. Right, I'm going to put these lads up here. Minamino, Kurt Jones, Harvey Elliott, Roberto Firmino, Adrian. I think we can discount Adrian with the greatest of respect that he's not going to be involved. So I do think that Roberto Firmino and Jota right now, if you need to pick up, yeah, I think Firmino's further away from being fit, so I'm going to discount him right now. Now we've got Minamino, now we've got Kurt Jones, now we've got Harvey Elliott. Now I think a lot of people will be looking at this right now and going, Chris, what are you doing? Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's in there. Maybe you should be getting someone like a Harvey Elliott or a Kurt Jones involved in there instead. Okay, so I agree with that to a point. So you can maybe swap out Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain for Harvey Elliott. They're the two lads right now that I'm probably looking at as a position on the bench. Now, I'll tell you why I'm going to go with why I think Jürgen will go with Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain over Harvey Elliott is because Harvey Elliott, yes, he's had a tough season. We know he was out for an extended period of time and stuff, but Ox has pretty much been there week in, week out. So I think he might just give that nod to Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain over Harvey Elliott, not based on ability, not based on who's going to get into the side more often than not from the future, but based on the fact that maybe Jürgen respects and understands how much Oxlade-Chamberlain has worked while Harvey Elliott has been out. So I'm going to go right now for that. Let me know your thoughts on that in the comments section. We'll get into some of your comments in a bit, of course. So next question is, what about Kurt Jones? Well, he's just played midweek, hasn't he? So maybe that's where I'm looking at and going, Naby Keita probably steps in there. This is my sort of thinking on all of this as well. Then you've got Minamino. Okay, so let's look at Minamino right now. Minamino spot probably Divock Origi there. Divock came on for a few minutes the other night, obviously gets involved in a goal. Was it an assist? Wasn't it an assist? He was a big part of that goal. Could Taki be involved in this squad? Yes. Will he be disappointed to miss out? Yes. With Origi? Yes. Origi has missed a little bit of time. Minamino's been there. So Chris, you're going back on your word from what you said a minute ago about Oxlade-Chamberlain and Harvey Elliott, but that injury didn't last as long. So it's just so tough. And this is the thing, isn't it? This is what makes you realise that Liverpool have got an absolutely unbelievable squad, because all of this, it must be so difficult. And managing these, like this lad and this lad, they're going to get chances again at Liverpool. I think you can manage them a little bit better. Yes, they're going to be disappointed, but because they're so young, they'll know that they're going to get opportunities moving forward. So I'm going to discount Elliott and I'm going to discount Kurt Jones because of that. Now, Minamino's an interesting one. Will he accept it if you get rid of Divock Origi or don't sign him to a contract in the summer? And what does that mean for Minamino and his Liverpool career? Well, I don't know. But all I know is if I need someone to come off the bench and do something mad, I'm trusting Divock Origi more than I'm trusting Taki Minamino, which is how I ended up at my bench. So I'm going to go straight into some of the comments and stuff now, then we're going to look at some of them. It's Milner or Gomez for the right-back position on the bench. We don't need them both on there, says VIP Ness. And that's a great shout. So let's take Joe Gomez off there. And that gives us an opportunity. Now, this is the problem. This is how I ended up with Joe Gomez in the first place. So, yeah, I get that. You can play Joe Gomez at right-back. I'm fine with that. But why I thought we needed the extra centre-half is the cover, because, yes, you can drop Fabinho back, but your midfield's not as good. I do feel like if there's an injury to a centre-half, maybe first half, whatever, I just feel like Jürgen likes to have the two centre-halves on there. So maybe it's not Milner that makes the bench. And this is the thing, you can go yourself around in circles time and time again here, because it's so easy to do. I would feel more comfortable having two centre-halves, a bit like a security blanket, you know what I mean? Should the absolute worst happen, should two injuries happen, I'm all right. Because I know that with my forward players and all this type of stuff, right, that, you know, worst comes to the worst, we're absolutely up shit creek without a paddle, then I'm throwing Mane here, or a Jota here, or a Keita onto the wing, or something like that, you know what I mean? Whereas I don't think you can do that with the midfielder going to the centre-half. So that's the difficulty for me. Milner is last season, so Klopp could give him the honour to come off from the bench. Says Gargoyle Boss, my word. I would love to be in a position where we are in that position where you can get Milner on the onto the pitch for a few minutes. But this is Chelsea. This is a final. This is going to be incredibly difficult. And I've just broke the stand that my iPad stands on, which is fantastic. So yeah, that's come off. So I'm going to have to hold that because there's nothing more I can do with that. Brilliant. Look, see, it's completely broken. Yippee. So don't worry, I've got something else I can put it on. Bear with me one second while I get the comments up. Let's move this a little bit more central. And we are back. Luke Ronan says, I think if Jota is fit enough to make the bench, he'll start and play 45. Since if you bring him on at 60, he could go extra time. That way he can manage his minutes better. But then you're using a sub straight away, Luke, because I get that. I understand that. But I think Jota's there for like the last 10 minutes of the game or something like that. You know what I mean? If it's level or if you're behind maybe with 20 to go, something like that. And that's one of those things where it's just like, let's get him on there. Let's get him a goal. And if we have to get him, if he can make it through to the end of 120, if you get to 120, who knows? Then maybe that's the thing you do. But I do like your thinking. It's that outside of the box thinking that means I know that you, Luke, are going to go far in life. Yo, Chris for the final says Football Songs Limited. I expected you to do that in a song. Pretty poor, to be honest with you. Five subs, you can afford a sub like that, in my opinion. Nope, listen, completely agree with you there, buddy. I just don't think you risk him. Because of, these three are really, really good footballers. And you know what? Like, we're talking about right now, with him there, the top three scorers in the league. We might be able to get by on Chelsea with just two of the top three scorers in the league, Luke. I don't know, maybe. Does anyone know where I can watch the match down in London? Without a ticket? No, I don't, but I'm sure somebody in the comments will. I'm sure every place in London's going to be having it on, I'm sure of that. So let's have a little look. If you could pick one player to score the cup winner, who would it be? Well, I actually said ages ago that I fancied Matip to score his goal in the Champions League final. He's obviously just done that against Leeds, which I felt, you know, for the narrative, he could have waited a little bit longer. You know, a final of any description would have been nice to do that with. But if I had to choose a winner right now, because you know if it's Thiago, it's some kind of beautiful, just sort of magically spinning ball. Like the one that did it hit the floor, didn't it hit the floor type of volley thing that he did. That's the type of shit that Thiago can do. So that's kind of how I want Thiago to be scoring a winner from like 40 yards, something like that. Gargoyle Blaster says, Diaz should start. It's so clear he should do. He's been absolutely brilliant so far in his young Liverpool career, hasn't he? You can't go wrong with that. Origi for the cup winner, says Richards. Let me know who you want to score the winner. Just put their name and the winner, please. Team looks awesome, Chris. Think Taki and Elliot may start or play a part. Liverpool versus Arsenal first in the FA Cup and final versus Chelsea. Make that better, even sweeter to do the double. You'll never walk alone. Right, team looks awesome. Excellent. Taki and Elliot may start or play a part. Really? Does anybody disagree with the team, actually? Apart from you. Of course, I'm sorry, I'm just kicking this thing stand up the way because it's doing my head in. Does anybody actually disagree? Because I don't even have Taki and Harvey Elliott on my bench at the moment. And listen, you can agree with that. But is anybody thinking there's a different starting 11? I know Luke wants the Jota thing, and that's fine. Let's have a look at it. It looks better. Wait, it looks even better. Like that is a distinct possibility. If he's fully fit, and we don't know if he's going to be fully fit, then Jota should start. If he's fully fit, he deserves to start this game. But I don't think he is going to be fully fit, unfortunately. Is anybody thinking that maybe Konate should start this game instead of maybe Joel Matip? Let's have a little look. Just Konate for Matip, says Daniel Buttery. I knew there'd be somebody who said that. Thank you, Daniel. And again, you're not going to find many people disagreeing with that. What we've seen from Konate so far this season in his first Liverpool campaign has been absolutely superb, hasn't it? And he just seems to be getting stronger and stronger and better every time we see him. And more assured and everything else. But what you don't get, right, is some fella at the back just going on a mad adventure and scoring goals. That's what you don't get. Like Joel Matip, that's what he does. He goes on adventures. We've all seen the meme. We all love the meme. We all believe in the meme. We all know it's true. So anybody else? No one can ask. Matip gets a rest midweek. Ooh, so that's the Norwich game. Okay. Defo go Alisson over playing Kelleher. Red Sea Podcast, hello. Thank you for joining us. I think most people would go Alisson over Kelleher, mate. What we're unlikely to see after Jürgen's already said that he's given it to Kelleher is Alisson, though. Matip not playing the nine. Thank you, Ethan. Thank you very much for the super chat as well. Let's have a look at it. Does it improve or get worse? Our survey says, it fucking improves! Lovely. Lovely Chapley. Yeah, you could see him as a, well, he used to be a DM, didn't he? That's where he gets these mazy little runs from. That and he's a massive fan of The Hobbit. It is what it is. Kelleher instead of Alison, and we have already lost our first title. Wait, what? Who knows? Hey, Matt's going to be in the new Hobbit TV series. Yes, Hobbit mentions. Going to be going on some mad adventures. Yes, Johnsy, we've all seen the meme. We all know the meme. The meme is life. Jota honours a sub, says Venomixer. Yes, potentially in this scenario. A Salamatic partnership, says Daniel Busby. Let's have a little look at that then. Come on. Let's go on an adventure, Joel. Me and you, mate. We're doing it together, pal. We're going to go on an adventure together. Together. We're gonna win lots of gold together, together. I've made this sum up right now. You'll know. I've never even thought of the words to it before. So there we go. This is probably your classic big man, little man combination. Because you've got Peter Crouch there, haven't you? Yeah, he was pretty much made for him, like, great touch for a big man. Joel Matip, though, he's got a great touch for a big man. You've got the silky, smooth, Salah skills, and you've got the magic of the maestro Matip playing up front. What more could you possibly want in a forward combination other than that? And then you're backed up by Sadio Mane on that little right wing. You've got Diaz and the skills down that left wing. You've got the brawn and the brains of Fabinho and Thiago in the centre of the park. And you know you've got that back five that's looking mighty fine, marshalled by Virgil van Dijk. So yes, there you go. That has got to be the starting 11 prediction. Let's have a little look. Recalling that Phillips and play him at centre-back. No! Lovely singing, Chris. Can we please do this with a friendly? Says Izzy. That would be great. I would pay my money to go and see Joel Matip up front any day of the week. I'd be fine with that. Jamal says, bruh, what the fuck? Yeah, it is what it is. Football without Origi is nothing, says Anakin Skywalker, and he knows. He always knows. So what we're going to do there is we're going to throw Divock Origi in. We've lost Joel Matip. Joel Matip's magnet has gone on an adventure. How apt. Hello. Hello, sellotaped magnet. This is behind the scenes at Red Men TV. Joel's magnet adventure. It is what it is. Right, Kanate, you're going on an adventure. Back to the bench, my friends. You're going there. Oh, I've messed up all these cards. That's going to fuck my OCD up, isn't it? And what's missing? Our player. There we go, Fabinho, Thiago, Henderson. Joel, stop it, you naughty boy, you. There we go. Right, back in there. Go on, son. Line yourselves up. All nice and good. Right, yeah, that's about right, isn't it? Let's just tightly overlap him there. Let's sort of tightly overlap him there. Those two are looking good. Keeper and Fabinho are there. Right, now we've got this all messed up. There we go. There we go, there we go, there we go. We look like we're getting there now. We comfortable with that? Is everybody's OCD okay? Is Mane a little bit off-centre? I can see something that I don't like, so I'm going to turn around and face you guys, because if I look that way, I'm going to carry on forever. It's an Apple eye magnet. It is absolutely not. No Jota, Jamal. No, he is on the bench for me because of the likely injury. Chris must have had a pint of coffee before each show, says the Bailey 22. I pretty much drink more than a pint of coffee every single day. In fact, I start the day with about a litre and a half of coffee, and then I come to work. Would rather see Elliot than Ox if we need a goal with 20 minutes to go, says Sam Hussey. Yes, you must be joining us late, I think, Sam, because we did talk about the Oxlade-Chamberlain and the Harvey Elliott thing, and I totally get it. Like, if it was me, I'd probably go Harvey Elliott. My thinking on this one is that Jürgen goes with Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, but I completely agree with you. Milner, says Jack Howarth. Just Milner. That's the comment. That's the comment. Milner. What else have you got to say about him? Do you love him? Do you hate him? That you wish he was our captain? That you don't wish he was our vice captain? Come on, man. You've got to expressly tell me what you're thinking with these comments. Jack Milner. Come on. What are you answering? I'm seeing this afterwards. I don't know. No, now everyone's doing it. VIP Ness is just saying Milner as well. I should have said that, really, shouldn't I? I knew that would have happened. Milner on the bench for penalties. Thank you. There we go. It wasn't the person who originally started this. Milner is on the bench for penalties. This is a great talking point. We did this show on the debate show on Red Men Plus earlier on this week, right? Let's look at the team that we've got and the subs that we've got, and let's pick if we need to our penalty takers. And I'm going to go in order, right? I'm going to go number one, Fabinho. Number two, James Milner. Number three, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Number four, Mo Salah, because it's statistically the most important penalty. And number five, my twin, Thiago. They're my five penalty takers in order. What are yours? I think it's so interesting. We did a good 15, 20 minutes on this. It's just absolutely brilliant thinking about it and getting involved. Like, I don't want my fifth penalty taker to be in a position where he doesn't take a pen, but I do want to get off to a good start. I think he's got the best record out of any Liverpool player for penalties over the course of their career. It's something like 23 or 24 scored, one missed. He's about... Actually, there's two more since we did the show. He's about 26 and 5, or maybe he's 32 and 5, actually 32 and 5, something like that. He's about 5-0 in his career. I can't remember at all what he is, to be perfectly honest with you. But he's half decent as well. That's my trust. They're my powerful five. Yes, I'm going to TM that. What about Mane? Mane, I know, because he's done what he did at the AFCON and stuff, but like... He just doesn't look like a pen taker to me, and you've got to look like a pen taker, you know what I mean? Salah fifth pen, said Jersey Channel. What if he doesn't get it on? Can I have a shootout, says Jack? No, I don't want it. It'll be horrible. I've seen Liverpool win a trophy against Chelsea with my own two eyes in the stadium against Chelsea, and it was great, though. So who knows? Maybe we'll see that again. And I did enjoy it, but it is painful, and it is really heart-wrenching, and it's disgusting to go through, and you don't want to lose, and it's not fair, and let's not talk about it, because this side that I've put out behind me is good enough to go and win this game in the 90 minutes, or the 120 minutes, and make sure that we don't get to the penalties of it all, because really we want to absolutely take it and shove it in the ear, just stick them in the eye. That's what we really want to do with Chelsea at the weekend. That's what I want Liverpool to do. I'll be there, I'll be singing, I'll be loud. You can count on that. You will be too, whether you're at home, show your support, or whether you're in the stadium or on the streets of London or wherever you are. Make sure you get behind this side. I don't want to see no shit on social media. I just want to see support from everywhere. Show them why. Show everyone why we are the best fan base in the world. That is what being a Liverpool supporter is, supporting our side through thick and thin. That is the starting 11 prediction show. Let's hope for a great result at the weekend. Thank you all for joining me for this one, and check out some of our amazing content on Red Men Plus this week. I will see you on Wembley Way. Ta-ra.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.